The Holy Word for Morning Revival, Prayer and the Lord's Move. This came from the 2012 Thanksgiving Weekend Conference, from Prayer and the Lord's Move. The Week 1 title is The Significance of Prayer, the Principle of Prayer, and the Prayer Ministry of the Church. Week 1, Day 4. Morning Nourishment. Matthew 18:18-19 says, "Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on the earth shall I have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on the earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Again, truly I say to you that if two of you are in harmony on earth concerning any matter for which they ask, it will be done for them from my Father who is in the heavens." Indeed, God is almighty. No one can oppose his work. However, if you and I do not work together with him in prayer or prepare the way for his will through prayer, or by means of all prayer allow him the possibility to move in many directions, he will not work and cannot work. Today, locomotives cannot pass through many places in interior China. It is not because their engines have no power, but because there are no tracks on which to run. God wills and wants and even delights to do many things, but because his children do not express their sympathy with him or pray to open the way for him, he is limited. All of us who are fully consecrated to God should consider if we are daily limiting him. Thus, our most important work is to open the way for God. There is no other work more important than this. This comes from the Collected Works of Watchman Nee, Volume 8, and page 12. Now for today's reading. With God there are many possibilities, but if we do not open the way for him, all will become impossibilities. Therefore, our prayers in one accord with God should increase more than ever. Let us pray thoroughly. Let us pray on all sides, so that God's will reach all directions. No doubt, our activities among men are important, but before God, working together with him by prayer is even more important. This was from the Collected Works of Watchman Nee, Volume 8, page 12. There must be a move on earth before there is a move in heaven. It is not heaven that binds first, but the earth that binds first. It is not heaven that looses first, but the earth that looses first. After the earth binds, heaven binds. After the earth looses, heaven looses. The move in heaven is controlled by the move on earth. Brothers and sisters, we have to see God's principle of work and the key to his move. God cannot do what he wants to do unless man wants it. We cannot make God do what he does not want to do, yet we can stop God from doing what he wants to do. The victory was decided by God in heaven, but the victory was decided by Moses before men. Truly, God in heaven wanted the Israelites to win, but if Moses had not raised his hands on earth, the Israelites would have lost. When he raises his hands, the Israelites won. The earth controls heaven. Ezekiel 36:37 says, "Thus says the Lord Jehovah, moreover, for this I will be inquired by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock." God has a purpose to increase the number of the house of Israel, so that the Israelites would increase like a flock. Those who do not know God will say, "If God wants to increase the number of Israelites like a flock, he could go ahead and do it. Who could stop him?" But this verse says that God must be inquired of first before he will accomplish it for them. This is a clear principle. Even though God decides on a matter, he will not do it immediately. He would increase the house of Israel only after they inquired of him. He wants the earth to control heaven. We have to see that God works according to a law. Since there is free will on earth, God will not annul man by his own will. Brothers and sisters, do not think that this is a strange thing. This is a fact. God is in heaven, yet all his works on earth can be accomplished only when there is a will on earth that agrees with and decides to do the works. He will not put aside man's will on earth. He will not usurp man's will on earth and act independently. Everything related to him can be accomplished only when there is a will on earth that cooperates with him. When the earth works, God works. When the earth decides, God acts. God must have man's will in harmony with his will. This harmony in will is a great glory to God. This is from Watchman Nee, The Prayer Ministry of the Church, pages 8 through 9 and 12. The further reading is the Life Studies of 1 Timothy, Message 3, and the Collected Works of Watchman Nee, Volume 37, pages 193 through 199.